Every business faces challenges. Whether you need more space, a better location, or a little more curb appeal, a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, can help you find the right place to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Domino's Pizza has a new smartphone tracking app. How accurate is it? We'll find out in a moment. First, some top tech stories. Snapchat has unveiled an overhaul of its app to make it simpler to use, a concession that its complicated design was holding the company back amid intense competition. The redesigned app separates messages produced by a user's friends from publisher and celebrity content instead of mixing them together. It consolidates the content across fewer pages than the previous version of the app that required users to swipe multiple times to see most publisher content. The camera remains the landing screen. The redesigned Snapchat also uses machine learning to prioritize the content users see instead of ordering it chronologically, a change that Twitter and Instagram have previously made to their feeds. NASDAQ and broker Cantor Fitzgerald are looking to join the rush on Wall Street to trade Bitcoin, which powered above 11,000 on Wednesday. Sources say NASDAQ aims to launch Bitcoin futures in the first half of next year. Separately, Cantor said it's seeking to launch Bitcoin derivatives on an exchange it owns, also in the first half of 2018. Assailed for not doing enough to combat online misinformation and extremism, Facebook says it's making big strides in one area, removing propaganda posts and accounts from ISIS and Al-Qaeda. The social media company says that it has in recent months focused on training artificial intelligence software to identify extremist content specifically from those two terrorist groups to hone its automated technology. Facebook says that has boosted the speed with which it removes posts and accounts from the groups, with 99% of the content it removes from the groups detected before being flagged by Facebook users. The goal for Facebook now is to flag a much greater amount of extremist content, from white supremacist groups' pages to hate speech posts, or even Islamic State videos that sport a different look to avoid the automated dragnet. Coming up, tracking the Tracker app from Domino's Pizza. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
You've heard it a million times. Location, location, location. Well, that's because location's important, and it's the reason this ad, targeted at you, isn't located before a podcast about the history of ice dancing. If you own a business, you know the importance of location, which is why you need a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, a real estate expert who can help you find the perfect location to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Domino's Pizza has a smartphone tracking app that gives users a real-time rundown of the progress of their pizza from production to delivery. It's similar to buying something on Amazon.com and following the progress of your package from one warehouse to the next. But there are indications that the updates that Domino's Pizza sends its customers are a bit short on accuracy. Let's talk with someone who's been tracking the tracking app from Domino's, Wall Street Journal personal tech reporter Katie Binley. Katie, I like the way your article mentioned how customers could monitor their pizza from dough to door. That's very, very good. I guess the key point of this story is details matter, and if customers find that they're getting incorrect information from Domino's tracking app, they get upset.
They do, yeah. I definitely found that with the people that I talked to, they found it disconcerting to have the app not match up with reality. In some cases, they felt like lied to or like cheated and whatnot. So that was not something that customers enjoyed feeling at all.
Well, I guess they have high expectations for some technological device like this, which is really sort of state of the art or the latest generation of it. And if it doesn't measure up, they do get upset.
Well, one of the points that a couple people made that I spoke with was that, their point was like, we didn't ask for this. This was something that the company introduced. So if you're going to introduce this to make, you know, us feel more connected to you and to offer this like added level of service, can you make it work right? Which, I mean, they do have very positive reviews in the App Store and whatnot, so it certainly does work right. It sounds like for the majority of people, but there are just lots of instances where it's just sort of like very confusing for people, especially some of the things that happen, like, you know, getting a notification that you've picked up your pizza when you're sitting on your couch. You're like, now, how did that happen?
Yeah, give some examples. These are interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the funniest examples was a guy who had been ordering Domino's for years, and he had a friend of his who worked there, and he ordered a pizza, and this time it happened to be his friend who was delivering it, and he got a notification on his phone that Melinda had delivered his pizza, and of course this was like a male friend of his, and so he turned to him and he was like, you know, he's like, hey, Melinda, and the guy was like, what are you talking about? So those kinds of things can be confusing, and then also, like, one of the biggest or most frequent ones that I saw in terms of complaints was the app notifying you that your pizza had been delivered when it hadn't been. And the funniest part about this is, like, Domino's will send you a notification that says, you know, hope you're enjoying your pizza, nom, 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 with, like, a pizza emoji. And it's, you know, it's very cute. But it's all, like, I saw tweets of people being like, I feel like the app is taunting me. Like, I don't have my pizza yet. Why are you telling me that I'm enjoying my pizza?
All right, now backing up a little bit, Katie, Domino's Pizza has had an online tracker for almost a decade, right?
Yes.
And this goes back to like 2008. Of course, there were no apps back then.
It was on their website initially, and then they it was part of their app when they released it a couple years later.
Now, you know, this is a relative handful of dissatisfied customers. Does it really make a difference if there are only a few unusual cases of the tracking app not getting all the details right? I mean, when we're talking big picture.
I mean, definitely, like, anecdotally, as I sort of, you know, was reporting this story, I certainly came across many more than are featured in the story. Does it matter? It matters to the people who it happens to, it seems like. But on clearly on a like larger scale, they, you know, the app has something like the current version has something like, when I last checked, it was close to 480,000 reviews, and it has 4.8 stars as an average. So that's obviously very high.
Wow, that's a lot of reviews.
Are
you aware of, this is probably impossible to say, how many times it's been used?
I did get some data from a company, like an analytics company that looks at downloads. And I think if I can actually find it for you, I believe in the month of September, it was downloaded like 500,000 times.
Yeah.
So that's just in 1 month. So it's certainly very popular. And the downloads for, you know, each year are in the millions.
So I guess this will provide some impetus for Domino's Pizza to improve the app somehow.
Well, we'll see. One of the interesting things that came up while I was reporting is people talking about things like Uber Eats, and where that app, for example, has a feature where you can see where your driver is and you can actually communicate with them, you know, through text, or you can call them. And so if they're late, you would know that from them. The Domino's tracker does not offer a GPS function. What it's telling you is, you know, John left the store with your order and then your pizza has been delivered. So there can be a huge lag time for, or at least what some people told me, there can be a big lag time between those two things. So it would be interesting to see moving forward if, you know, Domino's does plan, you know, if they end up with something that's that allows the customer sort of even more information about where their pizza is.
John or Melinda has left the store with
correct.
Your pizza.
Correct.
Do other pizza makers have their own tracking apps?
Yeah, Papa John's has one and Pizza Hut has one, and they both launched theirs within the last year. So they're later to the game. Domino's is fairly known for being sort of at the forefront of food delivery technology. They continue to do do things that are sort of ahead of everyone else.
Wall Street Journal personal tech reporter Katie Bindley, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner from the Wall Street Journal.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.